And now, wake up, Great Britain, you're dead.
Alan Parker, urban warrior with 29 minutes of truth. Sorry, but he kept chaining himself to the railings until we agreed to let him in. 1FM takes no responsibility for the thoughts of Alan Parker.
When the Pope arrives in a foreign country, he kisses the ground. But this ain't no foreign country, and I'm not the Pope.
Who am I?
I'm an urban warrior, not an urbane warrior. Clever wording, cheers. I'm Alan Parker, friend of the poor, kicking down your front door, and you'll be singing out for more. It's got to happen one day, surely.
Cheers. That's the voice of Alan Parker, urban warrior, the most radical person in the UK. It's my voice, in fact, because I am Alan Parker, urban warrior, and I'm here trying to subvert the nation via the medium of 1FM. What have we got for you, then? There'll be songs and sketches, jokes old and new. Oh, no, that's it. Ain't half hot, Mum.
Television, drug of the nation.
Television, the drug of the nation.
Cheers. No, what there'll be is subversion. Plenty of it, because I'm speaking to you for 29 minutes of truth.
Truth, not lies.
29 minutes of truth and 1 minute silence in memory of the people that no one remembers. Who are they, you ask? Exactly. No one remembers them. Okay, this is the sound of the suburbs. Cheers. I'll be playing some more real sounds of real things a bit later.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
On her side.
Standing in the welfare lines. Crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around, waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds.
On the other hand, talking's not going to achieve any realistic change in this country, is it? Look at Bruno Brooks, for example. No, I'll tell you what, it defying authority and making people think. That's what it's all about. It's something you can do yourself, right? Go out in your back garden, dig up some turf. That'll make your neighbours think for a start. And then turn that turf into a vest. So you've got a vest of turf. And then go in the park, and when the park keeper comes up and says, oi, keep off the grass, rip off your coat, and say, well, keep the grass off me then. I'll make him think.
Alan Parker, revolting with his mouth.
I've got my mate Ray here with me in the studio. Say hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Nice one, mate. Subverting things by taking them literally, like your style. The mistake that you made there is that you were subverting me. And I'm a subversive already, so that's subverting a subversive. That's like helping the system. So you're saying, effectively, I support Adolf Hitler. Big mistake.
Oh, sorry, Alan. I thought I was just having a laugh.
Ray is here, basically, is an apprentice urban warrior. I'm going to be showing him the ropes now. Now, Ray, look at the state of this country.
Yeah.
Beggars on the streets and other bad things. Now, beggars on the streets, for example, what are they doing, those beggars?
Begging.
That's right, they're begging. Now we're cooking. And where are they begging?
On the street.
On the streets, Ray, that's right. And a bloke came up to me in the street recently, right, and he said, could you furnish me with some money that might ease my present financial embarrassment? What was he doing?
Begging?
Yes. Begging terribly. What do you think I did?
Give him some money?
No way. I taught him how to say, got any spare change, mate, in a downtrodden voice. You give a man a quid, that's half a can of lager. You teach him how to beg correctly, you keep him in special brew for life. The Levellers.
Well, I grew up, learned to love and laugh. Several days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop. Died of death as the funk grew up. We checked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We wrestled through the heartless concrete streets. Chasing our ideas. Run!
Levellers there, on their side. What does it mean, that bit? Running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. I think they're referring to when you're handing out leaflets and a gust of wind blows them out of your hands and you have to run after them, don't you? So it's like you're running through the streets chasing your ideas. And the concrete streets really are heartless then, what with everyone laughing at you. We've all been there. But they're right, the Liberals. The streets, that's where it's happening, you know. That's where I was born, on the streets.
But and I thought you were born...
Technically, okay, well, Ray, a house near the streets, right? A short drive through the woods and you're there. But that is where I spent my time, the streets. And that is where you find the truth.
Alan Parker, out on the streets.
Comrade, in order to achieve realistic change in this country, I want to ask you, what are the tools we need?
Glue, wood, nails, little things for hanging stuff up, very sharp wire and a saw.
Pins and needles and different colour cotton, tacking thread and that chalk for drawing on material.
Well, you want your basic cutlery, knives, forks, spoons, and I would have thought a frying pan, a spatula for the frying pan, and mugs. That's it, bare essentials.
Brass, stockings, suspenders, pants.
They probably use machines now, everyone does.
Truth. Ray, you want to be an urban warrior,
yeah.
You need the tools of the trade. You want to be a carpenter, you need a saw, that's your tool.
Yeah.
If you want to be a merchant banker, you need to be a tosser. Your tool is your tool in that case.
Yeah.
Clever wording, cheers. Now, first off, what's this?
It's a vest.
Bulletproof vest.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Okay, no. Technically, it's not bulletproof, but it might slow the bullet down a bit. And it keeps you warm on marches. Now, next.
That's a dress.
That's right, a dress. I wear this to show support for women. And, you know, sometimes just for a bit of a laugh at parties.
Oh, right? Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Now, something I always carry with me, Ray.
That's a small mirror.
Exactly. What's that for? Checking my eyeliner? I don't think so. That is in case anyone tries to attack me with a laser. It's going to happen. The streets are getting tougher by the day.
Alan Parker. Supporting women by wearing their clothes.
Elvis Costello there. Accidents will happen. Good point. But need they happen? Ray, read that out.
32% of road accidents are caused by drivers being
inebriated, Ray. It's inebriated. Think Saturday night. I blame the education system.
Yeah, I know what inebriated means, Alan. I just can't read your writing. That,
okay.
That's all. 32% of road accidents are caused by drivers being inebriated. 14% of road accidents are caused by drivers being distracted. And of the rest, 26% are caused by drivers being distracted while thinking about getting inebriated.
Thanks, Ray. And what is the solution to that problem? Simple. Ban cars.
Fast cars! Fast cars! Fast cars! I hate fast cars!
The Buzzcocks knew about it. Respect given. So did the Jam. Double respect. But what about madness? Yeah, and going to Nuremberg rallies as well, I shouldn't wonder.
Deutschland, Sieg Heil!
Cars, they're the problem. Polluting the atmosphere, destroying the ozone layer. Not giving lifts, even when you call them mate. Cars, they're the problem. The problem is cars. Sally knows the score. Sally's a woman who's been inspired by me. She sent in this tape.
Hello, Alan. Sally here. I'm standing on a bridge over the M1. I can see cars beneath me, zooming out of London, heading up to the north. I'm turning round now, and what do I see? Cars again. But this time, right, they're zooming out of the north and heading down to London. And the thing is, Alan, I thought if people could cooperate, people in the London area could ring up the people of the northern persuasion and say to them, you know, do us a favour, go and visit me Auntie Ethel or whatever. And northerners, they could say, like, sure, like, and do us a favour, like, go and sit on the pavement near King's Cross and do a bit of begging for us, like. I mean, that would solve the car problem, wouldn't it?
Radical problems, radical solutions.
Yeah, and help heal the north-south divide as well, probably. Cheers, Sally. A little while back, I met this bloke. I asked him what he did. He said he was an advertising executive. So I hit him.
Well done.
But then he said it again, that he was an advertising executive, but now he was unemployed. See, I'd made a mistake.
turned out that even when he was working, he was like an underdog in the dog-eat-dog world of advertising. So now that he's not even that, he's a would-be underdog. And those are the very sort of people I've vowed to help. So I got him to make some adverts for the programme, radical adverts, to fight the advertisers at their own game.
Radical advert break.
Hello, I'm the head of McDonald's.
Oh, are you?
If you meet the head of McDonald's, chop him down with a chainsaw. See how he likes it for a change. Cardboard boxes, camouflage netting, small pot plants. Yes, I think I've got everything I need.
Hide from the police, because one day you may need to.
If you're thinking of buying a new car, why not change your mind? Because cars are tanks.
Yeah, but with wheels and no gun.
Truth.
What's that, Ray?
What?
It looks suspiciously to me like an iron manacle of bourgeois oppression.
What? On my wrist?
Yeah.
That's my watch.
That's what I said, Ray.
My grandfather gave it to me. It's made of gold. It's antique. It's worth a few bob.
Money, Ray. Is that all you think about, money? It's not important to me. I can take it or leave it. Tell you what, offer me £5. Get out £5 and offer it to me.
Hold on, then. There you go.
There.
What?
Another time I might leave it, see? Now, it's not important. And what about your watch? What did Trotsky tell us? The capitalist will sell us the ropes to hang ourselves with.
Oh, you're not going to hang me again, are you, Alan?
I didn't hang you last time, Ray. You were tied to a dustbin as a symbol.
But I nearly choked.
That wasn't my fault, Ray. That was the dustman trying to take you away. And we all know what dustmen are, don't we? Agents of the state. But all is not lost on the watch front. What I want you to do, Ray, is take that watch off, right, and use it as part of a piece of art.
Oh, yeah.
What I want you to do is take that watch and get anything you can find around in this room and make a collage. And I want you to call that collage The System.
Right.
Off you go.
Okay, right.
There's some sellotape over there.
Collage, The System, objects.
Yeah, and shut up, Ray, incidentally.
Radical news from the perspective of Alan P., Urban W.
Scientists in California have recently invented a new gay gene.
But don't rush out to the shops, because it's still in development and, you know, probably won't be available for another 10 years.
Bono, lead singer of U2, has taken to ordering pizzas by phone while on stage during the current tour. This, Bono thinks, is a subversive act.
No way. Bono, if you're listening, this is a subversive act.
Hi, Pizza Pimlico, can I help you?
Is that pizza delivery place? Fight the system. Cheers.
Helen Stevens of Stockton-on-Tees was jailed recently for harassing neighbours by repeatedly playing her favourite record, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, loudly for 6 weeks.
It shouldn't be a crime to play music. This one goes out to you, Helen.
Bittersweet memories. That is all I'm taking with me.
Hold on.
So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Shut up. Put the plug on it. It's rubbish. Get it off. Off. Stop it. God. Maybe she should be in prison. Or should it be the one who made the record? Whitney Houston probably should be doing time. They got the wrong person. It's Guildford Fall all over again. Guildford Fall. You know, they were released when they found that the stuff on their hands might have been soap instead of explosives. But soap can be a weapon in the right hands if you throw it hard enough or you leave it on a wet floor. We've all been there. Good, despite having catchy tunes, because it was about an optically defective, hearingly challenged, non-speaking bloke who was very good at pinball.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Of course he can't! He's deaf!
It might seem a bit mocking, you know, them going, can you hear me? But on the other hand, we all mock the disabled, don't we? We mock them with our able bodies. But there's something you can do about that, right? If you see a blind man, say, walking down the street, bump into him, and then say, sorry, mate, I didn't see you, see? Let them know you're on their side.
Alan Parker, saying the things nobody else can be bothered to say.
On the poll tax issue, what I want to say to anyone out there who is still paying the poll tax is this. Stop immediately. You know why, Ray?
Because the poll tax is an oppressive and unfair tax on the ordinary, decent, urban, working class people.
No, Ray. It's because it's the council tax you should be not paying now.
Oh, yeah, right.
And on the council tax issue, I've got 2 points. Firstly, don't pay it, obviously. Secondly, apply for a rebate.
Yeah.
Because even if you're not paying, you don't want to be not paying more than you should.
That's right. Yeah.
That's just common sense. You know, in Hackney, where I live, there are over 113 people who still haven't paid their poll tax, and I am proud to be one of those people. In fact, I'm proud to be 23 of those people. Not only am I not paying under my own name, I'm also not paying under 22 aliases.
Alan, you're the king of the non-payers, that's what you are.
Thanks, Ray, thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. I can't accept that. If we start using words like king, it's going to be the Middle Ages all over again. Yeah, and it was bad enough the first time.
Alan Parker, out on the streets.
Excuse me, mate, you're an ordinary bloke, basically, yeah?
Yes.
What do you know, right? I am as well. But perhaps not quite as ordinary as you, but I'm getting there, okay?
Cheers.
And if you're an ordinary woman, then I'm like you as well. Only slightly different according to some drawings I've been looking at recently. Thanks for those, Ray.
You're welcome, Alan. Fair play to you.
This is the jam. Newspaper issue. Newspapers are full of lies. A lot of people don't know that. We can let them know using simple techniques that I have devised. What I have here is a copy of the Daily Mail. You take a look at it, Ray.
Oh, yeah. You've crossed out mail and you've written poo instead, Alan.
That's right. Daily poo. That's what it says now. Stick that back in the news agents.
That's one in the eye for the establishment.
Truth.
The Clash, 26. Ice-T, 28. Alan Parker, Urban Warrior, 34. What am I talking, Ray?
Numbers, Alan.
No. Yes, I'm talking numbers, but I'm talking specifically leg angles. The angle you have your legs apart. Now, here's the album covers. Here's the retractor. You check them, mate.
Let's have a look. The Clash. Yeah, they're all 26 degrees, Alan. Ice-T, 28, yeah? And you?
Cool. 33. Hold on. 34, Alan. Well done, son.
Right. Now, why do you think I'm standing with my legs this far apart, Ray?
For balance, Alan?
No. It's not for balance. But it's very difficult to balance with your legs spread this widely. I'm standing like this because I am taking a stand. I'm saying, hey, no way, and I'm saying it with my legs.
Oh, right, yeah.
Radical advert break.
Here, take that.
What are you doing, darling?
I'm giving all my money away to the poor. Here.
Ooh, I really fancy you, darling.
Give your money away to the poor, and who knows, you might end up having a hot time in the sack.
Excuse mate, can you tell me how to get to Riversdale Road?
Yeah, sure. Go left at light, straight on over mini roundabout, first right, and you're there.
Cheers.
If someone in a car asks you for directions, lie through your teeth, because together we can defeat the car menace.
That's because you're a la-di-da. Yeah. You know those car stickers that say, my other car's a Porsche? That is promoting materialism and greed. And it's a lie as well, quite often. That's double bad. So I've made some alternative car stickers, and they say, my other car is a heap of cack as well.
Truth.
Cheers. And then I thought, hold on, what's all this car business? I made another sticker, a better one, and that says, I haven't got a car. Of course, there's nowhere to stick that one. You just have to carry it round. But it gets the message across. Jam there, great song. But we don't have to listen to our songs their way. I've taken this song by The Jam, In the City, There's a Thousand Things I Want to Say to You, and I've updated it, giving it a more modern feel.
Radical problems, radical solutions.
Cheers. The techno issue. I go down to rave clubs quite a lot, trying to subvert people, because that's where the youth go. And I was down at one, I saw this bloke there at this club, and he's wandering around going, acid, hash, speed. I thought to myself, hello, he's selling drugs.
Yeah, and was he?
No, he was just guessing what the people were on. Creativity coming from the streets, you've got to admire that. Also, it's showing that appearances can be deceptive. And that's what you got to learn, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, now, say you see a bloke with a skinhead haircut, what do?
Well, Alan, you think fascist and then you go and punch him in the teeth.
Maybe. Good try. But I did that once, you see. But it turns out he's recovering from a very severe brain operation.
Oh, no, Alan.
Maybe I should have guessed because he was in a wheelchair, you know. But I thought fascist taking the piss out of disabled people. No way. Poof. See, you make mistakes. That's just the way it goes. Anyway, on the rave issue. I met this bloke a little while back who'd always wanted to be a rave DJ, but because of the short-sightedness of rave promoters, as well as his own shyness, he'd never had a chance. So I got him to send me a tape of the sort of thing he'd do at a club.
On the MIC, that's the microphone, but I call it the MIC because I'm a DJ. I am, you know. Everybody in the place, hello. Everybody in the place, hello. Keep dancing. All the girls in the lycra, time to get hyper. All the girls in the lycra, oh, you know, smashing. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for the drums. Oh, weren't they loud? Now, everyone in the place, wait for it, wait for it. Here comes the bass. And there it goes again. See you later, Mr. Bass. Hardcore techno ravers having a laugh. Hardcore techno ravers having a bath. You need a bath after all that dancing. You'll be all sweaty. Hardcore techno ravers in the morning.
Yeah, got up on an upper, got teed up, had two cups of tea, chased it with frosted, one bowl of good shit, I was buzzing. Then I got fruited up, had an orange, tasty, hit the spot, sorted, I was buzzing.
Hardcore techno ravers in the chemist shop.
What? Johnny Aspin for £2. Bargain, sorted.
Shout going out to the whistling crew. Do you know Clementine? That's a lovely song, that is. Shout going out to the crossing the road crew. Look left, then right. It's a safety thing. Everybody in the place. Hello. It's me, Maurice Fanshawe, on the MIC. That's the microphone. Oh, I told you that already. I'd forget my head if it weren't screwed on. Wave your arms in the air. Get your knees up now. Knees up, knees up, knees up, Mother Brown. Isn't sampling technology a real wonder?
Thanks, Maurice. Now, let's take it down now.
Freddie Mercury, James Hunt, E.P. Thompson, Georgie Best, Jacques Cousteau, Suzanne Vega, Desmond Lynam, Humphrey Littleton, Norman Lamont, Andrew Barclay, Jane Humphreys, Ozzy Ardiles.
Names.
Smith.
We've all got them. Let's use them. Let's use each other's names for God's sake before it's too late.
Alan P. Shouting things louder if you don't listen to him.
Caught a dilemma for you. You see a Rolls Royce. Obviously, mentally, you're obliged to scratch it with a coin.
Right.
But it's got a disabled sticker on the front, so you want to let them know you're on their side.
Yeah.
The solution? Scratch on your side, on the bonnet. Cheers. Right, time to see what you've learned. Time for the How Sound Are You quiz. I've got Jim here on the line. Hello, Jim.
Hello, I'm ready.
Right, what I'm going to do is play a tape of you of some people talking in a pub. I want you to shout unsound when you hear something unsound being said, OK? If you get it right, I'll play the sound of the Berlin Wall coming down. But if you get it wrong, I'll play Adolf Hitler. Here we go, then.
Dave?
Mm?
What's your favourite object?
Cindy Crawford.
Unsound.
Ah, well done, Jim. Why is that then?
Well, Cindy Crawford's a woman, not an object.
That's right. Okay, here's the next one.
Okay, Carla, watch me now. I'm going to knock that black right into the corner.
Unsound. That was racist.
Ah, no. Listen on, Jim.
No way. You'll never get that on target. And anyway, the pink's in the way.
I'll use the cushion.
Ah.
You see, they're playing snooker. Came in a bit early, didn't you there, Jim?
Deutschland!
Never mind. That's one Adolf Hitler and one Berlin Wall. We have to have a decider. And that is in the form of a multiple choice question. You're getting some money out of a cash point, and this bloke mugs you. He says, give us your money. Do you say, A, yeah, sure, now give me yours, come on, fair's fair. Or B, yeah, have it, I was only taking it home to burn it anyway. Or C, money is a bourgeoisie, fascist, middle-class, Nazi, fascist tool that grinds all the ordinary, decent, urban, work-class proletariat people into the dust. Which is it, Jim? I'm going to have to hurry, come on.
See.
That's right, Jim. Brilliant. It subverts people, but it gives you time to get away as well. Well done, mate. And do you know what you've won?
No.
An Armani suit.
What?
No, just kidding. 8 cans of lager on the way to you. Cheers. Only got time now to play one request. This one has been requested by the Socialist Non-Workers Group of Camden, and it goes out to John Major.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run? We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Cheers. On your side, Socialist Non-Workers of Camden, good request. Right, right, let's have a look at what you've done with your collage.
Yeah.
This is it then, is it?
Yeah, this is it. It's called The System, Alan.
As instructed, yes.
Yeah, I've used the record covers, look, to represent Thatcher,
yeah.
And a sellotape is like the police, and my jumper is the workers being crushed by them.
And your watch?
That's the sun, Alan, because it's shiny and yellow.
I see. And what do we do to the system, Ray?
Dismantle it?
No, Ray, we don't dismantle it. We smash it. There you are. System smashed. You're free, Ray. Free from your watch.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome. Okay, that's all we've got time for. Thanks to Comrade Sarah Smith, Carla Mendonca, Dave Schneider, Steve Cheek. Good night, people. Don't go back to your old values. See ya.
Alan Parker has now left the building. He's gone to the pub.
Alan Parker wishes it to be known that he's just an ordinary bloke. Not quite as ordinary as you, maybe, but he's getting there.
That was 29 minutes of truth. Now 1 minute of silence. That's your bit, Ray.